Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Penn State, still number two on the AP top college poll. So that's exciting.
They enjoy it while it lasts, right?
I know, right? But they've really got to get it together for Oregon, the big game. That one's coming up. Not this weekend. There's a bye week. And next weekend. So that's a big game. Obviously, the biggest game that they have had so far. It's been a little bit of an easy ride for them. And it's all going to change. Coming up, that's a whiteout too, right? That's the evening whiteout.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I thought that was like middle of the season, and it's not the middle of the season, but it feels like it's getting close. You've heard the phrase like, you know, playing up to the competition.
Right.
I just hope Drew Aller's issue, because sometimes he just seems, I'll say this, he has a very Hackenberg vibe to him, and I don't like saying that.
Right.
Like, is he as good as people say? People swear he's incredible, and he's just a generational talent. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as a fan watching it, you're like, I mean, is it just that he's not motivated because he's playing Villanova?
Right.
He's not motivated because he's playing Florida International. What is it? Because it doesn't seem like either he's taking it seriously or trying his best, or if he is, we're in trouble.
Right.
You know, I hope.
Well,
it's,
I mean, I
the competition
think, like
comes
you
in,
said,
I hope he's better.
Like you said, sometimes when your back isn't against the wall, maybe, or the, you know, stakes aren't. The stakes are always high when you're playing. You want to win. I hope so, too. I hope that it's a rising to the occasion because it's still a bit shaky. You don't have – when I watch other teams playing, and I'm talking better teams, you go, oh, I hope we can, you know, handle this. The proof will be there. The defense is great. The defense is great, and that can make all the difference in a game. So we'll wait to see.
Except for someone texted in. How about them Browns? Don't even get me started, all right? Yeah, their defense is phenomenal, but their offense is beyond bad. So it's just, you know, it's not good. Defense alone can't win you games.
Right.
Simple point.
All right. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today. If you'd like to call us, text us 570-883-0098. We're going to talk a little bit more, obviously, in the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We've talked earlier in the last hour, and you could always go to the Odyssey app, download it. It is free. And use the rewind feature to go back, because we did talk about the fact that there are people that are losing their jobs, being called out by some conservative groups online because they don't like anybody that's critical of Charlie Kirk. In some cases, they're asking people to contact employers if they just simply posted a direct quote of Charlie Kirk. Now, I don't agree with some of the stuff that people are posting out there. In fact, I think it's tragic what happened. And I think there's a time and a place if you want to be critical, but I do believe in free speech. I believe Charlie Kirk believed in free speech. I don't believe that he would agree that people should be fired or have repercussions because they didn't like something that he said. But we just talked about the fact that Brian Kilmeade on Fox News the other day, when talking about mentally ill homeless people, had talked about maybe they should be get involuntary lethal injection, just kill them. And he did come out and apologize about that yesterday. Somebody texted us. So individuals from all walks of life are losing their jobs because of some callous remark about the late Charlie Kirk. But the Fox News host can say, just give resistant homeless people lethal injections, just kill them. And he gets off with a on-air apology. Really? Question mark.
I thought it was a pretty weak apology as well, because I think, you know, anyone who's messed up and had to give that apology, I've been there. You know, he just was like, yeah, I said this. And I know how callous that is.
Right.
Thanks, back to you. Where was the, like, no, that's not what I meant. What I was...
Yeah, it didn't sound like he...
There was no clarification.
It wasn't like I misspoke. He just said, I understand that. I should have more. Did he not say empathy? I think you have the comment.
I mean, we can play it again.
We want to give you, you know, the complete
his apology.
Or do you wanna,
why not? Let's listen to the entire thing real quick here.
Lawrence, in the morning, we were discussing the murder of Irina Zaruska in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, how to stop these kinds of attacks by homeless, mentally ill assailants, including institutionalizing or jailing such people so they cannot attack again. Now, during that discussion, I wrongly said they should get lethal injections. I apologize for that extremely callous remark. I'm obviously aware that not all mentally ill homeless people act as the perpetrator did in North Carolina, and that so many homeless people deserve our empathy and compassion. Lawrence, back to you.
All right. And just so you know, he tried to connect it to the killing of that woman, that horrific killing on the train. And the thing is, they were talking earlier about that in that discussion, but they went into a discussion more generally about homeless people that are mentally ill. And again, for people that don't have money, a job, or are mentally ill, many of them don't have access to healthcare coverage that would help them get mental health care. And so to say that if you don't want it, you know, we might have to put you to death. Just that,
well, but that's
that
not
doesn't
what he's...
solve the problem. No, they said if they refuse.
No, I understand. But, you know, if you go back to, again, I want to make sure we hear this correctly, because he talks about it, and this is a key point. He says here,
by homeless, mentally ill assailants, including institutionalizing or jailing such people so they cannot attack again. Now, during that discussion, I wrongly said they should get lethal injections. I apologize for that.
Okay, so he said they're wrong. He made it almost seem like he was talking about the people
who were
killed. Right. But in his original comments, that he
it was about just the general population.
It was, he says the word involuntary. That's a huge word in that. That's, let's just.
But he was also talking about homeless people that are mentally ill and refuse getting help in general.
Yeah, but he's also talking about, like, this isn't the idea of,
involuntary lethal injection would be killing them.
Correct.
And he even said after involuntary lethal injection,
killing them.
So the
apology that kind of makes it seem, I'm sorry, the apology that makes it almost seem like he's saying, look, what I was trying to say was if they get convicted of this, we should, that's not what he was saying.
No, because we were, because that's a part of the death penalty. You know, involuntary lethal injection is the death penalty. They were talking about the general issue with homelessness and mentally ill people. And we don't ever want to go down the road as a society where we say, oh, you're homeless and you're mentally ill and you don't want to get help, we're going to kill you.
What I would look for and what was surprising to me, and this is, yeah, we're parsing words, but still, like, what I would want to hear from him is, of course, I don't think we should be taking people off the street and putting them to death just because they're homeless. It's not what I meant. Let me reset. Here was what I was trying to say. And he didn't do that. So it came across a little flat. Nothing's going to happen out of this. It's just the way the world is right now. But just to pass it off as like, I was just talking about like lethal injection. I feel like that's wrong. Mm-hmm. No, you're talking about killing. You were. Mm-hmm. And that's a weird, I feel like that's too extreme to put out there. I disagree with your perspective.
And what's so ironic, and getting away from the Fox News situation, what's so ironic is that you have a situation where Charlie Kirk had always talked about debating, right?
Yeah.
Having a healthy debate, not stifling speech, not stifling free speech. Do you think if Charlie Kirk could tell you now, would he think that you should tell all these people that call these employers because somebody disagreed with him or posted something that you might find offensive? I personally think, you have to be careful anymore about what you do post, because there are certain situations and certain jobs where you can get into trouble. You've got to be very careful. I have one word of advice for people, and I've seen other people post something similar. You don't have to post everything that pops into your head. You know, in fact, let me say this. As soon as you're about to type something up, give yourself about 5-10 minutes and think about it first. But we do live in a very different country. Yes, you have a freedom of expression. You don't have a freedom from consequences. But right now, there is an active group of conservative different pages and accounts that are out there hunting down. When I say hunting down, I don't mean violent. Who are looking for people who, even in some instances, are just posting a Charlie Kirk quote. Yeah. And that is enough to get the army of angry people to try to get them fired. And I don't think Charlie Kirk would believe in that. But you, those of you who know him best or listen to him, and to be honest with you, you and I don't think his name has come up if more than 2 or 3 times in all the times that we've talked on the radio.
Prior to all of this. Yeah, I mean, like, I found him to be just a fascinating character that I almost always disagreed with. Very similarly to, like, a Marjorie Taylor Greene recently, where, like, every once in a while I go, like, do I actually agree with that person? And it's a nice moment for me personally. I like that when I find myself agreeing with someone I thought I just disagreed with on everything. And that's what comes from conversation. Instead of challenging these places or calling these people out and trying to get them fired, which they're not even hiding. Like, you know, this person should be out of work. We should shut that business down. I would almost love to see, it wouldn't work well, but I would love to see a call for, let's have that public discussion. You defend your point, I'll defend mine. Do it like he would want it. The problem is Charlie Kirk in his organization, that's what he did. They knew how to make that work. They knew how to set it up with the microphone. It would be a bleep show, I think, if you try to do it locally just to have these people have conversations. But I feel like it'd be more productive than just going after people because they are saying what you consider to be insensitive when you want things to be done in a very like in a tribute kind of way. There's no one way to mourn people, and we're seeing that now.
And I can understand if you're in mourning, you are very angry and you're very sad, right? You might be like looking for somebody to blame or something. You know, that's what happens after these things. Like for me, when something happens, I want to know, how can we stop this from happening again? Like to me, that is the most important thing, is to stop it from happening again. I think that... There's probably 10 different things we could come up with that can help curb this in the future. Now, whether you have the money or the will of people behind it to stop it is a whole other story.
Yeah. And just for point of reference, there are people who, like you said, posted just a quote that Charlie Kirk said. And I think what their point was like, oh, well, he said it. Now it's like, this is a horrible thing. But then there's other people you kind of know who are going above and beyond. Maybe they're being aggressive and they think it's hilarious. And there's a different, you can kind of tell when someone is really putting out this really dark, horrible opinion that I feel like there's a huge difference between those people. Maybe focus on them as opposed to just the teacher who in the moment posted something that maybe they regret. I feel like there's a big difference there. We can agree to disagree there, but there are some people who are flat out challenging you. Like, what are you going to do about it? I think Charlie Kirk sucks. Like, no.
Look, there are people that are in my acquaintances on, you know, Facebook, yeah, for instance, who after what happened to Paul Pelosi made jokes and, yeah, other things about it. And now they are angry. They are spitting nails. They are, we're going to get them, you know, this imaginary group of people. And instead of, you know, this one person and trying to find out what happened. A lot of concern, I think. I feel it for this country after what had happened there. What had happened is tragic and horrific enough. And we can all talk about it until we get more information as to what a motive could be. And from what we understand, the suspect in this case is not cooperating. But outside of that, the security, I believe, was sorely lacking. And what Charlie Kirk did, and I've said it before, I may not have agreed with him on most of what he talked about, but I thought it took a lot of courage to go out in the public face to face, because we know what the temperature and the climate is like out there. And it can be a scary place to be. And to be able to stand firm in your beliefs with people who are just as passionate on the other side in a public setting with thousands of people In this day and age, I think it really, you need to have security that goes, you can't just rely on the place that you're going to do that for you. That's why when you have, obviously, a president, they have Secret Service, it's a whole other thing. You don't rely on just local people. He had his own security, and they are there, and it looked like he had them near him while he's on stage. And they're obviously going to stop any kind of face-to-face encounter.
That's what it seemed like they were
physically,
there for. Getting him through crowds, getting him around situations, getting him out of bad situations.
And if anybody physically was to confront him, you know, they would be able to protect him. But someone shooting from a vantage point, you know, 200 yards away, what would they be able to do? And there's no one who scoped out buildings in the area for something like this. There was video. Someone thought they saw someone up on a roof before this happened. And what's wild to me is it wouldn't just be like, oh, look. I mean, we all like to think we'd know what we would do, but yeah. I always usually, even if it's something, you know, driving to work and I see something that I think someone might hit in the road, I usually give a call to emergency just to say, hey, just because I want to know that I did what I could so somebody else didn't get harmed. So a lot of us, when you see that, you go, why didn't somebody even just call 911 and say, we have an appearance by someone and it looks like someone's on a roof?
Yeah.
Instead of just pull out your camera and take a picture. And so the security was sorely lacking. There are stories here. There's a news story where they're saying the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk puts Utah Valley University's security under scrutiny. Now, he wasn't a lawmaker. You know, if he was a senator or somebody, they have people that go with them, and maybe they have more experts and more security that checks out those things. He was a very prominent podcaster in a very growing group of people in this Turning Point group. And yet, because he wasn't a lawmaker, he didn't have that kind of security. People were wondering, and they still ask, why no metal detectors? Bags were not checked at all. There were 3,000 people there. Where he stood, well, sat, is at the bottom of a bowl-shaped area surrounded by buildings. So it was almost like a perfect setup for someone to do something very bad. It's horrible. And so, like, again, we can all have people that want to blame this and blame that. We've got to make these situations also where you have as much security as possible that something bad like this can't happen.
The problem is I was looking in this. I warned you, this was from Wikipedia talking about Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, by the way, was on Real Time with Bill Maher. There's a spat they had that kind of has gone viral. But
Bill Maher, okay.
Between him and Ben Shapiro, during the conversation, Ben Shapiro, who says he had known Charlie Kirk for years, kind of watched him grow up, he said, I got death threats. He got death threats. So this is something that kind of came with the territory. Probably just like how we'll get negative messages. It happens with the job. But Ben Shapiro mentioned how he's had personal security for was like 10, 12 years. Then you look back, it was September 2017. He gave a speech at a University of California at Berkeley, and there were protesters, and the university and the city of Berkeley spent $600,000 on security for the event. So the idea of, yeah, you need more security, it's super important, but at what point do you just say, yeah, we're not spending that much on security? That's a big cost. But especially if nothing happens, then you're like, well, what a waste of money.
No, but what you can do is have an event like this inside of a large auditorium or something where you are screening people when they come in and you do have people watching around. This is just too open an area with too many vantage point view, you know, from atop that if you're not checking to make sure that there's safety there. That's a real problem as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Want to kind of riff. Let's riff amongst ourselves, and you guys can check in as well.
I like this.
Texting wise. I'm very sad about what's happened in the last, what it's been 5 days, if not 6 days. Not just on obviously the murder assassination of someone for their beliefs. That is sickening stuff. But I'm equally as upset about what has happened afterwards. And there's no one side that I can blame for it. Unlike some who are using this as an opportunity to gin up people against other people that they don't agree with politically. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because I don't want to be a part of that, making things worse for all of us in this country. I am sad and angry that some people don't have any better sense to just shut up if you have nothing good to say. I'm very upset about that. And if you want to criticize someone who made a comment about empathy and you lack it yourself, then you're a hypocrite. And I'm also angry that there are some people who don't have the common sense to shut up and not make the world a worse place. And so I'm sad that we live in a world where the real, I don't think we'll ever really get to anybody solving the problems we have, because all it is being used for any side to hate the other side for their own political benefit. I think the vast majority of Americans would like to stop this stuff from happening. But I don't think there's the political will to actually do what it would take, because we don't even have people in charge that will acknowledge that there is a real danger that is happening online in social media, a real danger of misinformation and people who are utilizing their position to push very dangerous things with people that don't know how to discern what's real from what's not real. And that only radicalizes people more. There are everyday Americans who are doom scrolling every day and getting angry. I see them. I hear them. They're angry. Folks, some of you text us And we haven't even said anything you said we said, but you think we said it because someone told you that someone who's on the other side of you politically is saying this, 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 and this. Everybody, the best thing we could all do is make our local communities better. These are the things you can do. Every day, be kind to people. And don't spend so much time letting other people get you angry. I just think it's sad. And that's my riff of the day. If you'd like to chime in, Jason, I'll give you the floor.
I would just say this. I mean, I think right after this happened, before we found out Charlie Kirk had passed, I quickly went to Facebook. And that's rare lately because I don't like to throw my thoughts out because all they're going to do is get torn apart by some people. And frankly, the dopamine that's released in my brain from the, ooh, people like what I say is gone. That's been gone for years now. I just wanted to get something out there before somebody told me what they thought I thought. Do you know what I mean? Like they just, people will jump to that conclusion and it's beyond frustrating and it doesn't help anybody. I just want to get back to a point where we go, wow, this is a really sad situation that didn't have to happen. What can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? And I do see a lot, some people pulling back a little bit. This seemed to open their eyes to say, like, this is going to solve nothing. And they also don't see the people they typically agreed with backing down like they are. And they're like, wait a second, why are they getting angrier? I'm just upset that this happened. So it's a strange time. And frankly, I'll be honest with you. Someone texted me before, your Browns got killed. No, Browns, it's irrelevant. This is bigger stuff. I kept going back like a drug. Maybe it is still affecting my brain. Jeez. I was going back to Facebook and social media over and over again over the weekend, and every single time getting put in a worse mood because of just people not willing to talk. But like, we got our marching orders and a lot of times people are throwing religion into it, which is really frustrating for me because I'm not a very religious guy, but I really respect the hell out of what religion does for people. I know it's weird to say religion and hell in the same sentence, but understand I'm not a religious guy, but I see the good that comes from it. I see what church can do for people. I see the good message. And I don't think the people who think they're on that side are really speaking for most people who are getting that same message from church. And it frustrates me. It makes me sad.
And it's a very sad time.
Yeah,
it is.
And there's no easy answers here.
If you were told that you had 3 months to live, would that change what you're doing with your life today? And the only reason I ask you that is as someone who, when I was first, diagnosed, things were very grim in the very beginning. And it was not known for some time how much time I would have. Yeah. And the first thing that I thought to myself is, will my life have meaning? What will be my meaning? What is it that I leave behind? And if every day you get up and you doom scroll and you're angry and it affects the way you treat your partner or your kids or your parents or your family or the people you work with, if it doesn't make you a better person, stop doing it. Do what you would want to do if you had just a little time left, because none of us, Charlie Kirk didn't know that was it. None of us knows how much time we have. Let's make the best of our time and make the world a better place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you want to talk about something that's completely not about politics and news? Something that I correctly predicted my wife's reaction. I said, like, I'm going to tell you about something, and you're going to be like, nope, not my thing. I told her this flat out.
Okay.
And she goes, huh? I go, but you have to take a leap of faith with me on this. You have to take a leap. We don't have to. I hope you will take a leap of faith with me because I felt the same way, and now I can't stop. My kids interrupted, which is why I stopped. But have you seen or watched any of the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix, Nancy?
I have not.
Is your first reaction to say, I don't care, not my thing?
Probably yes.
You have to take a leap of faith here. When I say this, it is, I've only gotten 30 minutes into this thing. It's about 3 hours. It's two 90-minute episodes. The first 30 minutes were in some ways exactly what I expected, but put together in a way that was fun and fast. And like, it's basically Charlie Sheen going, yeah, big old screw up. He owns everything. It's one of the most refreshing things because.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any other way to do it though?
But the thing is, I don't know that anyone really has. This isn't your typical sit down and cry to the interviewer,
right,
and talk about how much you messed up in life. This is just a guy going, this is how it started. There are cameos that pop up in the first 30 minutes of this thing that I was like, these people were involved with him from childhood? I had no idea. Like, I knew his dad was an actor, and his dad still acts. Mm-hmm. I know what most people are thinking. Why would you waste your time? And I, again,
well, there's a lot of time people waste.
Correct.
On these documentaries.
If my daughter hadn't interrupted, like knocked on the door, what are you doing? You're not watching this. Mm-hmm. Not for kids. I would have finished the whole thing in 3 hours, would have finished it in 2:20. Mm-hmm. I would have found a way to get through it faster. And I know everyone's probably going, trust me when I say this, just even watch the first, get through the airplane story. That's all. When you watch that and you go, this guy has had the most unique, crazy, twisted life, and he did it all he was born into part of it, but the rest he did himself and somehow has survived to tell this incredible tale of insanity. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. Somewhat. Now I feel like a crazy person. If anyone else has watched it,
it's all right. I'll probably tune in because every once in a while I'm looking for something to watch. And I like documentaries. I like, hearing about stuff like that.
Especially after that giant meltdown he had, 15 years ago with the winning and Tiger's blood and all that stuff.
That's crazy.
I don't know where this thing is going to go. I'm sure it's going to get emotional. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that aspect of it, but the parts I've seen have been just fascinating.
Right, so you haven't watched it all yet. Okay.
No.
I'll give it a look. All right. In other kind of entertainment news, even though it's sports as well. If you were watching the Super Bowl rematch, I love when we call it that, because it was Eagles versus the Chiefs, and the Eagles won.
Okay, yeah.
I was very excited for this. Sorry for the Chiefs fans out there, but look, Travis Kelce started off. There were some good plays that he had, and he did some celebrating out there, those after the good plays.
It's what you do.
Then he had a bobble that led to an interception, which was a critically important part of the game, and he seemed to be pretty mad. People were lip-reading what he was saying on the sideline. Some say he said, I'm sick of this blank, whereas the announcers, I guess, said he was saying things like, let's go, which it didn't look like he was saying that at all. Anyway, I only mention this because at least I watched most of that game. I only left a few times to get some errands done for a couple minutes. I did not see Taylor Swift on camera at all. And people were wondering, was she even there? She was there. And she kind of snuck into the stadium. And I think if they want, they can do what they want to do. But I think let's keep the football game attention on the football game. And I'm totally cool with the fact she was there and we didn't have to see her reaction, because we don't see anybody who's a family member of the other players' reactions. I mean, yes, you will get the box and the coach.
They
show
Joe Flacco's whole family, Nancy, while the Browns got pummeled this weekend. So I disagree a little bit, but I know what you're talking about.
All right. So my point is, if I were her, and, you know, with all the attention she already gets, I would want less attention on me and more attention on my fiance, because that's his element and that's his thing. So is this a new thing where we're not going to have a Taylor Swift reaction at every Chiefs home game that she happens to, or away game even that she goes to?
I mean, I think there's an old boring married couple practically now.
Who cares anymore?
I mean, I think
people are making jokes after he flubbed. Is she going to write a song now? Will she dump him?
God.
I mean, come on, people. Anyway, it was...
My future husband's nickname is Butterfingers. Now, I don't know what you do in that situation. I would think, I don't know, I don't understand it today, but I would think most athletes would just be like, keep the camera, if I'm in the play, put it on me. Don't, like, stalk me on the sideline to get my reaction. I'm in the middle of a game doing my thing, so... Not that it's unfair to read his lips, but you don't need to see their family.
Sure.
You don't need to see... Yeah. The players every time they do something, but
right. Someone else wanted us to know in the other entertainment news, Downton Abbey finale was great. They said 15 years, 6 seasons, 3 movies since 2010. Yeah, my mother's a big fan of that show.
I have
not seen it.
My wife's a huge fan of that, and I got to tell you, it somehow completely bypassed me. Completely, and I have no idea. I thought they already had a finale.
Do you tell people your true age if they ask?
Yeah,
this is the morning news on WILK. We're at 57 degrees in sunshine on the September 15th. Research with 2,000 adults, 40% of you have falsely claimed to be younger, and you've reduced your age by an average of 4 years. 65% have pretended to be younger. 81% claim to be older to appear mature. And what is this age deception followed by? So nightclubs and pubs, the number one reason. So think about young people that want to look like they're 21. Or if you're someone who wants to appear more mature, I guess. Dating apps, people lie. That's 21% of the liars are doing so on dating apps. Now, some people provide incorrect ages on their birthday. But half of you love it when your birthday comes around. You're just not going to acknowledge how many actual years it's been, right? And so do you ever lie? But the only thing I would say is I can't remember sometimes.
Yeah,
it comes a point where you don't want to think about it anymore. So you go, wait a minute, I was born and where am I at?
I watch with my daughter and my son. My daughter at times will be like, you're 9, and she'll say, "Yeah, well, I'm 9 and 12 days." You're like, "How?" I think if you just stop and think, I'm 51. So if I take 4 years off, we're talking 47. If I went up to someone and they go, "How old are you?" and I go 47, they go, "Okay." There's a certain optimism they still have that I may achieve something great. When I say 51, there's like, "Oh, you've crossed that threshold."
Right.
And it's not drastic. They're not putting you down, but they, there is a sense of like, now what?
I
understand the 4 year thing.
If you're going to lie, what happens, especially in a dating situation, if it works out and then, 3-4 months down the line, they go, wait a minute. You're really 39 and not 32?
Big deal.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.